All right.
I'm back. About this slog thing, I still really want to do it, but I feel like I get stagnant in waiting. Like, I think this is what I got to do in order for that to happen. And then I do my part of it, and then I just sort of sit back and wait. And I realize I got to stop doing that. So, do what I have to do. Once it's out of my hands and in someone else's, I need to move on to the next thing that I can control. So instead of waiting for them to get back to me, I can start on other things. If they never get back to me, oh well. Wasn't meant to go that way. I'll find something else to do. So that's kind of where I'm thinking right now, because I got this slog idea, and then I listened back to what kind of gave me the idea, the realization I had. And listening back to it, it's fun and cute for me and my kids and stuff. But it's not that entertaining, and it's a little weird. But it gave me the inspiration I needed. So I think that's what that moment was just sort of a catalyst to help me realize my thought process on projects. So when I decide to do something, I'll do something up to a certain point to where if I need someone else to help me, I just stop right there and wait. If someone doesn't help me or doesn't pick up their part, then I usually give up. Which is probably why I haven't gotten anything done, or why I hate working with other people, is I was blaming them for never getting back to me and me just sitting there waiting instead of just doing what I can do myself. And whether they get back to me or not, I'm still in forward momentum. So that's what I gotta do. So that initial weird thing where I went to the park, I might tell the story later, but I'll just do it right. Basically, I took my kids to the park, and since I've been doing these audio diaries, I've been doing them more and more, and Luke heard me talking about it into one, and he liked it, and he wanted to talk into my phone too, so something we kind of do together. So on the way to the park, I turned it on, and it was like, and we talked, talking about directions, taught him some left, right, forward. And when we get to the park, there's a big old group of people sitting there or standing around, and I don't know what's going on. There's just a bunch of older, not just beyond older, white people just standing around, and I was like, this is weird. What is going on? I started to get a really bad feeling about it, and I don't know why. I was like, these don't look like your typical troublemakers, but then again, that's who you least expect, right? It could be anyone. It could be these old, nerdy white people. Just for the record, I am also an old, nerdy white person, so no reason to take offense. But seeing that group of people, I kind of got freaked out. I was like, what if it is something bad, and am I willing to sacrifice my children's safety to find out? And I wasn't, so I about to leave. And then I looked at my kid. This is about staying in the moment, basically. I stayed in the moment, looked at my son, asked if he would like to go to a different park. He said no. They were both disappointed that they couldn't stay. So I was like, okay, well, let's see where this goes instead of jumping to a conclusion. Let's get in the car. Instead of jumping to a conclusion and getting in the car and leaving, let's just see what happens. I'll stay diligent, and if anything starts to look weird, we're out. So we get to the park. I'm looking around, being a little slightly paranoid, which in hindsight it was weird, but at the time it was a very real feeling that this could go in any direction. I get a little closer, and I start to overhear some of the conversation, and the first thing I hear is, oh yeah, you got to get the super speed ball, or you're never going to get Mewtwo. I was like, oh my god. It was a Pokemon group doing a raid. I was freaked out that this Pokemon group was some kind of terrorist cell or something. I don't know what it was, but it didn't seem right, and it freaked me out a little bit, and I wasn't willing to risk my children's safety until my children reassured me. And I was like, okay, stay in the moment, don't overreact, don't run away, just see what's going on. you'll know it's wrong when it's wrong, and you'll go. I had to trust myself. And I ended up being a Pokemon group, and we had a great time at the park. But after that, as I was talking, because the thing that happened is that I didn't know my phone was still going when we got to the park. So it kind of accidentally recorded my little mini freak out I had with myself. And me talking to the kids about how it's kind of weird, and do they want to go to a different park. And being able to overhear that again with a clearer frame of mind, and not being sort of scared or panicky or not worried or worried about what was going to happen next, I was able to see it for what it was. So it was a kind of a great thing. But after experiencing that, I started to get the idea of sound blobs, or slogs, as I'm calling them, as you'll probably see on the website that I'm probably going to make. So slogs has become sort of my new version of vlogs, because I don't like doing video. I don't want to show my kids. I don't want to use their names. With sound, I can be a lot more anonymous, and it's sort of a way for me to have a place to collect my thoughts, a place to collect my thoughts and sort of talk through this learning experience I've been going on how to break my bad habits of my personality and rebuild good ones. So that's the whole point of this, is a place for accountability to relearn or break down bad habits and relearn good ones. I've got a lot of bad habits, and instead of kidding myself and telling myself, oh, you're not that bad, you're fine. But no, I do have a lot of good traits. I don't have a lot of bad habits other people have. I don't smoke. I'm not an alcoholic. Blah blah blah. But I tend to be dismissive if the idea isn't mine. I tend to get discouraged very easily and start over instead of taking a step back and reattacking. I have really bad eating habits. I have a bad relationship with food. Just things like that. Things that are fundamental to who I am right now. Things that are fundamental to who I am right now, and that are also things I don't like, I'm learning how to break them down and relearn what I do want, which is very difficult, honestly. And I gotta give myself a little pat on the back for being able to do this, but for being able to at least try. This is the farthest I've gone on any of the weird ideas I've gotten, so I'm just gonna stick with it, stay in the moment, quit trying to think ahead and how it will be a failure, and then give up based on that. Instead, just do the next step. If it fails, it fails, and you'll be fine with that, because you know you tried. So that's what I'm gonna do. This is gonna be the first entry. I'm saying it right now for accountability. This will be the first entry. Is going to be a sound blog, so a slog, which will have an audio recording, which is this right now, followed by a little blurb on writing or further analysis into what I may have said, because I'll probably re-listen to it and write down my thoughts as I re-listen to it, and that's what I'll be posting. And honestly, I'm going to put it out for public, but I don't care if anyone sees it. It's going to be a place for me to go and read it and listen to it and revisit some of the, epiphanies, or revisit some of the breakthroughs I've made. Because that's my problem, is I get a breakthrough, but then I forget I made it, somehow delude myself into thinking it wasn't meaningful. This is a place to collect them and keep them meaningful, and a place for me to go and read from anywhere, my phone, computer, anywhere. So that's what, it's on a website, so I can reach it from anywhere and sort of revisit my successes. A different way of doing that. Instead of writing them down and pinning them on a wall, I'm a little more extra than that when it comes to a lot of things. So this is what I want to do. This is what's going to work for me. So instead of being mad at myself for the suggestions others have made not working for me, and being like, oh, they don't work, I should find what does work for me. Because the concept is sound. Revisiting your successes is a good thing. Alright, I got my braces and my rubber bands in. That's another thing. I'm 36 years old and I'm finally fixing my teeth. I think that was a beginning part of changing these habits. This was a good catalyst for that. It made me see, it was like, oh my god, my teeth are changing within a month already. Why didn't I do this sooner? So I started to think about other things. Why didn't I do that sooner? What's keeping me from doing this? What's keeping me from doing that? And honestly, the answer always came down to myself. It was me thinking I couldn't do it, so why bother? And that's why I couldn't do the things. It wasn't because I wasn't good enough. It wasn't because I didn't have the drive or that it was any of that. It was just because I talked myself out of it. And I've got to stop talking myself out of things.